Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again. It's been wonderful walking through the Word of God. We're early in the month of January. We have just begun our year in the Word. It is important to be readers, hearers, and doers of the Word of God. This year, we will be reading through the Word in its entirety, beginning from January the 1st and ending on December the 31st, 2018. Please join me each and every day as we take this adventure through the Word of God. Today, we're going to be reading a very short one, as a matter of fact, on today. It'll be just Psalms chapters 1 and 2, Psalms chapter 1 and 2. I am doing all the readings from the New King James Version. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you glory, Lord God, giving you honor and praising you for all that you are. You are our creator, and we honor you on today. You are our help in the time of trouble. We give you glory, oh God. You are the great I am. You are Elohim. You are El Haya, which means the God. It means he's my God, the God of my life. You are Elohi Tihalati, the God of my praise. Lord, we just praise you. We honor you on today. You are our strength and our provider and our help. Oh, Lord, you are the lifter up of our heads when we are in despair. And there is nothing too hard for you. You have all things in your hands, and you love us with an everlasting love, a love that has no conditions, no borders, no boundaries. So no matter what it is that's going on today, God will not fail you. Give it to him. He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it. And it won't always be in the way that we think, but he will work it out for your good. He'll make it all right for you. Glory to God. Lord, open our minds and our souls even right now, Lord God, to receive of your word as the reading of the word goes forward. In Psalms chapters 1 and 2 of the King James Version. All right. I hope you have your Bibles, because we are going to commence reading. Psalms chapter 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, and the way of the ungodly shall perish. Why do the nations rage, and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king, O my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them with pieces of a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in him. I have read and you have heard from Psalm chapters 1 and 2. We've read and heard from Psalms chapters 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers here and most of all the doers of his word and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, I leave a blessing with each and every hearer on today. Ask you, Lord God, that you open up their minds and their hearts to receive every single word, that you encourage them, Lord God, to go back and look at it and to talk to you about the word that they have heard on today. Bless, Lord God. Bless, oh God, open up the window of heaven over their heads, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and send forth a legion of angels, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to minister to each and every need of each and every hearer. Father, in the name of Jesus, move upon them in a great and a mighty way, in an unexpected way. Lord, your word says exceedingly, abundantly, beyond what we could ask or think, Lord God. That's the way you will move in the midst of us. That is how our prayers will be manifest, exceedingly and abundantly beyond all that we could ask or think. Amen. Continue your communication with the Lord. He hears you. He hears you. He's not turned his face away from you. He hears your prayers and he's waiting to answer. Turn to him today and acknowledge that he is God and there is no other. He is the only one, amen, that brings forth salvation. His name is Jesus. Salvation comes only in the name of Jesus, and none can come unto Jesus except the Father draw him. So we're going through the word all this year so that we can get closer to the God of Scripture, the God of heaven, amen, the God that greet closer to him, amen. And he said in his word, and he's not a man that he should lie, he said if we draw nigh unto him, that he would draw nigh to us. And you will find that we will be reading that at some point this year. But today we read through Psalms 1 and 2. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. And I'm hoping you'll be with me tomorrow at the same time, same place. Looking forward to having you, amen, with me. God bless.